Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where this dude wonders if he's the jerk or not for forcing his girlfriend to make him breakfast every single morning. Am I the jerk for asking my girlfriend to start making me breakfast every morning? I am a 27-year-old man, and I've been living with my girlfriend for several months now. For the most part, things are really good, and I plan to propose soon, and hopefully have at least a couple of kids with her. However, we've run up against the conflict. She is an absolute morning person. I hate mornings. By the time I force myself out of bed in the morning and into the shower, she's already been up for at least 30 minutes, even though she has to be at work later than I do, and is at the stove making breakfast. She likes a huge breakfast in the morning. She usually has eggs, either French toast or pancakes, hash browns or breakfast potatoes, and sausage or bacon. Sometimes on weekends, it's ham or steak. She eats almost nothing for lunch and usually has a smallish dinner, but she loves a huge breakfast. Meanwhile, I only ever had cold cereal for breakfast. Or maybe if I'm feeling really ambitious, some instant oatmeal and orange juice. I only even start to come alive halfway through my second cup of coffee, and I definitely don't feel like cooking in the morning. However, my girlfriend obviously does, so recently I asked her if she'd start making breakfast for me, too. She asked if we were going to trade off, and if I'd sometimes make breakfast for her, too. I told her no, but reminded her that I do often make dinner for her. She said that since we trade off making dinner, we should trade off making breakfast. I told her that there's no way I'll ever be able to muster that kind of energy first thing in the morning, but that since she obviously can, then she should just make me breakfast too. I said that it would take next to no extra effort on her part to throw in a couple more eggs, strips of bacon, an extra portion of hash browns, etc., since she's already doing it for herself anyway. But it started a fight, with her saying that it wasn't fair for me to expect her to think of me in the morning, since I don't do the same for her. She seems to think that her making breakfast for me should figure into our division of labor, and that I should do something extra in return. But I think that since she makes a huge breakfast for herself every morning anyway, that throwing an extra portion of whatever she's making on for me would take next to no effort on her part. So why should I have to do more for her in return than I already do? Wow, starting off today's episode with a jerk. You love to see it. Yeah, obviously you're the butthole here, my friend. It doesn't matter when someone wakes up or what they're doing or what they like to do. If you're getting something from someone and offering them nothing in return, then yeah, you're the jerk. Saying that it's no extra effort for your girlfriend to make you food is just an absolute load of rubbish as well, by the way. Not only is it twice the ingredients, but it's also the thought and actually doing it for someone else. And that's not even getting reciprocated. That's what I don't really get here. What you could have said is, I'll make you dinner every night if you make me breakfast every morning. And that is what she was implying. But you didn't say that. So no, you're definitely the jerk. Now, before we get into our next story, I have a very special announcement for you. After an insane amount of demand from you guys, I'm delighted to say that I've released some limited edition Not Today Karen merch. Picture this, you're out and about in the streets and a wild Karen appears and starts confronting you. What do you do? Well, normally you have to talk to a witch like this. However, get one of these t-shirts or hoodies on and all you have to do is simply point to it, laugh, and walk away. How easy is that? The link is down in the description if you like what you see. Go ahead, check the stuff out. I think they'd make a great Christmas present or even just a little gift for yourself. As always, it's official stuff from the very best supplier, so the quality is unmatched, and it's one of the best ways to support me and the channel. With that being said, let's carry on. Am I the jerk for using flashcards to explain to my brother and his wife why they can't bring their rainbow baby to my wedding? My fiance and I are getting married. We've decided the wedding's gonna be child-free. No hate towards children, just to keep it more organized and contained. My brother Chris and his wife have a 3-year-old son who everyone calls Miracle or Rainbow Baby. He came after several failed pregnancies that lasted for years. When they found out that my nephew was included in the no children rule, they tried to convince me to make an exception for him. Chris told me his son is a miracle baby and his presence at the wedding will bring blessings for me and my fiance. I refused and said no, the wedding is child free. His wife kept sending my fiance pics of my nephew when he was months old. I don't know what that means. I told him no and also to stop. My brother told me this might cause a rift in our relationship. I again said no though and explained that the wedding is child free. He asked again and pointed out how his baby is different since he's a rainbow, a miracle baby. I again said no and explained that the wedding is child free. They brought it up when they visited at my home and I knew they weren't going to stop, so I'd made flashcards in advance with the phrase "the wedding is child free period" and pulled them out and started slowly showing them the flashcards one by one in this order. First, the wedding with a sticker of a bride and a groom. The second, is child with a sticker of a baby. Third, Three, with a sticker of a no entry sign. And fourth, a period, with a huge black dot sticker. They both were stunned. I asked if they get it now, and Chris lost his mind. His wife had already grabbed her stuff and walked out. Chris called me a jerk for doing this and said that I disrespected him, his wife, and their son, who's my one and only nephew. He rushed out after we argued. My fiance saw the whole thing and thought that it was funny, but my parents and Chris are livid beyond measure. They're telling everyone about the amount of disrespect and mockery I displayed towards them, and I'm being told to fix it now. Nah, I see nothing wrong with this at all. If the message wasn't getting through to them just by you using your words, then you had to try a different tactic. Yeah, flashcards are normally used for children and maybe even toddlers. They weren't getting it, so you had to do what you had to do. I rate it. Tell you what, if they're not careful, these two, they're gonna raise their kid to be the most spoiled brat I've ever seen. The fact that they're saying right now that he deserves to go to a wedding that is specifically not for children, that just makes me think, what else are they allowing him to do that they really shouldn't be allowing him to do? I feel for this kid, honestly. Am I the jerk for doing weird and awkward poses whenever my mother-in-law accidentally walks in on me in the bathroom? So, my mother-in-law, I'm a girl, by the way, came to stay with us for a few weeks till her home is renovated for Christmas. The problem is that she's been randomly walking in on me while I'm in the bathroom. Thankfully, not once has she seen me naked, because I started picking up on her behavior after the second time in a week. She'd barge in, then turn and say, "Oh, sorry," then close the door. I tried talking to my husband about it, but he kept ignoring me, then flat out said, "So what if she accidentally sees you naked? She's family." He seriously said that. Now, we have a lock and I could have used it, but I have passed trauma from the idea of locking or being locked in a room after my brother locked me in the bathroom when I was 5. So I came up with this idea. I'd go inside the bathroom, pretending to use it, and wait for her to come, because honestly, it's deliberate at this point. When she accidentally barges in, she'd see me in a weird or awkward position. For example, doing a ballet stand, standing on the toilet, or standing facing the wall with my hands up, fully clothed, of course. I could see how awkward and weird this would be for her, because she'd stand there for a few seconds trying to figure out what I was doing. It was hilarious at first, seeing her initial confusion, but she told my husband about it, claiming she caught me practicing rituals in the bathroom. I cleared things up and revealed the reason why. My husband was fuming. He called me childish and said that I made his mum feel terrified or weirded out by my behaviour. He said I should have acted maturely and locked the dang door instead of playing mind games. Again, this is kind of like the previous story. If the message isn't getting across, please do not come into the bathroom when I'm in here. Do not just burst in. Then yeah, you gotta try something else. If this woman isn't understanding it, then you gotta do something different. And yeah, it might be a little bit embarrassing to her, but it's not worked the first time. Try something new. What I don't understand here is your husband's response. He expects you to be mature about this, okay, fine, but then isn't concerned about his own mother barging in on his wife in the bathroom. Like, where's the issue here? It's definitely not with you having a little bit of fun. It's your mum barging in on purpose. Am I the jerk for asking my husband to join us on my sister's birthday since he was in the same restaurant? I am a 26-year-old woman, and I was invited to my sister's 18th birthday a few days ago at a restaurant. My husband didn't come because he said he had a meeting dinner with some clients. This made my family feel let down, especially my sister, who wanted him there, and also her 18th birthday was a big deal to her, obviously. To my surprise, when I arrived, I noticed that my husband was having his meeting at the same place. His table was right in the corner, and he had about 4 men sitting with him. My parents and the guests saw him as well. I waved for him, and he saw me, but ignored me. He obviously was as surprised as I was. My parents asked why he didn't even come to the table to acknowledge them after the cake arrived. I got up and walked up to his table. I stood there and said, "Excuse me." My husband went silent when I asked, after I introduced myself to the clients, if he'd take just a few minutes to join me and my family in the counter blowing and saying happy birthday. But he barely let out a phrase and said, "I don't think so. I'm busy right now." I insisted, saying it would just take a couple of minutes and that it would mean so much to my sister. He stared at me, then awkwardly back at his clients. They said nothing, and he got up after my parents were motioning for me to hurry up. He sat with us while my sister blew the candles and cut the cake. My parents insisted he take a piece and join us in the selfie, but he got up and walked back to his table looking angry. We haven't talked till we met later at home. He was upset and started scolding me in front of my parents, saying I embarrassed him and made him look unprofessional and I ruined his business meeting. I told him he overreacted since it only took a few minutes and it was my sister's birthday and my family wanted him to join since he was literally in the same restaurant. He called me ignorant and accused me of tampering with his work, but I responded that ignoring mine and my family's presence was unacceptable. We argued, then he started stonewalling me and refusing to talk to me at all. FYI, I didn't have an issue with him missing the event, but after seeing that he was already there, then it became a different story. Also, it literally took 5 to 7 minutes. He didn't even eat nor drink, just sat down and watched. You know what? I'm not entirely sure how I feel about this one. The comments on Reddit are saying that you, OP, are the jerk. I'm not entirely sure I agree. People are saying that you have sabotaged this guy's meeting and business is really important and work is, you know, essential, etc., etc. And it would look really unprofessional. And while I do understand that, surely if he just explained to his clients and the people he was having a meeting with, oh, just by chance, it's my sister-in-law's birthday. They're over there, my girlfriend and her family. I'm just going to quickly go and say hello if you don't mind. It will take me 2 minutes and sing happy birthday. I think any reasonable people that you want to do business with would have said, oh, that's amazing. Is it by chance? Crazy. Yeah, go and do it for 2 minutes. No worries. And then let's get back to our meeting. Now, that being said, you really would want to limit that amount of time. And also, OP, if you and your sister really wanted your husband there and it was essential, you could have probably changed a date if it was that important. It's a bit weird, though. It's your sister-in-law's 18th. It's not the biggest deal in the world, in my opinion. But that being said, if I was at a business meeting with this guy and he said, oh, I'm so sorry, but I just randomly, by chance, my sister-in-law's having a birthday. I'm just going to quickly say hello. I'd be like, yeah, no worries. Cool. Then let's get back to it. I understand that might be a controversial opinion, by the way. I'm reading through all the comments. Look, we'll get this one up on screen. You're the jerk. He was working. You knew from the start he was working. You could have told your parents and guess he was working. Instead, you went over and interrupted an important dinner. It's fine to make your sister's birthday about her, but it's not okay to make your husband's meeting about her. I get that. I really do. But surely if it's just a little 2 minute interruption, it's not the end of the world. That's my opinion anyway. Let me know what you think down below.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Am I the jerk for sitting on my husband's lap during Thanksgiving dinner because all chairs at the table were taken? I am a 28-year-old woman, and I've been with my husband, Sean, who is 33, for 2 years, married for 5 months. Most of his family are decent people, but his mum can be a little passive-aggressive and tends to criticise me a lot. Sean sees it as her still not getting used to me being around, but I don't know, because she treats his ex, Jalissa, well. My mother-in-law says that Jalissa has been around the family for ages, and her past with Sean never affected her relationship with her. Well, fine. I never minded her attending every holiday and being around until yesterday. Sorry, what? Are you saying that his ex is still in the picture? We had Thanksgiving dinner at my mother-in-law's house. Sean went there before me, and when I arrived, it was already dinner time. Everyone was seated, and I saw that all the chairs were taken. I asked my mother-in-law why she didn't save me a seat, and she said sorry, and that one of her granddaughters decided to show up last minute, and the chair was taken. I looked at her, then at Jalissa, who was sitting next to Sean, and tried to point out how I was more deserving of her chair, since I'm the daughter-in-law. I know I shouldn't have said it. I know. My mother-in-law flat out said that Jalissa is as much family as me, and that it was rude to imply otherwise. Jalissa was nodding confidently while glancing at me. Sorry, your husband's ex is at Thanksgiving. Why is this not being talked about? I was so upset and I wanted to leave, but I decided to just sit on my husband's lap and act as casual as possible. I sat on his lap asking if he was okay with it. Don't worry, I'm petite, he's strong built, and started eating so casually while smiling and complimenting the food and mentioning to Sean how warm and comfortable his lap was now and then. The table went awkwardly silent. My brother-in-law would try to break the silence and change the subject, but it somehow always went back to being awkward. My mother-in-law and Jalissa were barely eating and were staring at each other, then at me, eyes wide open. Minutes later, Jalissa excused herself to the bathroom, and so did my mother-in-law. It was still awkward, but I did my best to focus on dinner. Sean was eating as well. Later, there was so much tension, and my mother-in-law was barely able to speak after Jalissa left. Early, like right after dinner. Sean and I went home, and my mother-in-law tried calling, but then called Sean and texted me saying what I did was inappropriate and that I ruined Thanksgiving dinner and made it awkward. She said it wasn't her fault chairs were taken, and I could have dragged a chair from the kitchen, but I acted childishly and made Jalissa and the family uncomfortable with how inappropriate I was. Alright, look, I'm sorry, but surely the biggest issue here, I don't even care if you're in the right or the wrong. For what it's worth, you're definitely in the right. I mean, there should be a chair for you. Anyway, surely the main issue here, I know it's your mother-in-law's thing and she can invite who she wants, but your husband's ex is at Thanksgiving. Like, how is that not just gonna screw with you in the mind? That is mental to me. How is that allowed? And look, fair enough, maybe they're on great terms and clearly she's a good friend of the family and your mother-in-law, but still, for me, I think that would just be a bit of a nuts experience, right? I mean, as for the actual question here, are you the jerk? No, there wasn't a chair for you. Pretty simple. Like, what are you going to do? Stand? No, there should have been a chair for you. And yeah, now that there wasn't, yeah, sit in your husband's lap. I'm cool with that. I just can't get over the fact that your husband's ex is there. Am I the jerk for calling every morning? My son is a 20-month-old toddler. My wife is a stay-at-home mum. I work 6 days a week, and I'm usually gone for 12 hours a day. I always check in on my son remotely via our nursery cam app, and he's always awake in the mornings at around 8 a.m. He has a great sleep routine. Our wind-down time starts at the same time every evening. We clean up toys, read a book. When I lay him down, he's still awake. He falls asleep on his own and sleeps all night though for at least 12 hours. It's usually after 9 o'clock before I have a chance to check the camera. This morning, when I checked, it was 9:12, and some mornings are closer to 10 a.m. Every time I look though, he's awake in the dark and standing in his crib, just waiting. When I see this, I immediately turn on the brightest nightlight the camera has and speak to him through the camera app. I always tell him good morning and I love him, and he usually laughs and says, "Dada." Then I leave the app and call my wife to wake her up. I usually have to call 3 to 4 times, and when she finally answers, it's obvious that she just woke up, and only because I called. I tell her that our son is awake, waiting for her, and that she needs to get up to start their day. This morning while on the phone, I asked her if she was going to get him after using the bathroom, and she said no. She was going to the kitchen to prepare their breakfast, and then she'd get him. I asked her to get him after the bathroom so he could go to the kitchen with her, and she flipped out. She told me it angers her that I call every morning to tell her how to be a mum and that she has a routine. I retorted with, "Well, your routine sucks because he's been awake for an hour and you'd still be asleep if I hadn't called. It just bothers me that he has to wait so long. He needs a diaper change, he's probably thirsty, hungry, and he just wants to play. Am I wrong though? Do I need to stop? Please be completely honest with your answers. Thanks." Okay, look, I'm sorry, OP, but you're definitely a jerk in this situation, right? This is the woman that you married, okay? You have to trust her to parent your child. And I get it, it's not ideal, but this is not the way to go about it. You can't every single day be calling your wife and just micromanaging her parenting style and telling her exactly what to do. That is extremely creepy and kind of like stalkery, to be honest. The fact that you're that involved when you're not there is weird. Look, I get it. From your perspective, I know you'd rather your kid just be looked after immediately from the time he wakes up and the time he goes to bed. I understand, and I think that's pretty logical, to be fair, and reasonable. But look, your wife isn't doing that, and ultimately you can't just say to her every single day, calling her 3 or 4 times, to act in a different way than she's not doing. What you gotta do is sit down and have a conversation, not do this. Ultimately, you did choose her to be the mother of your child, so you gotta let her do her job. It's a bit of a weird transactional thing to say, but do you not agree? That's what I think anyway. Am I the jerk for eating my husband's entire birthday cake by myself? I'll preface this by saying that my husband's family and I don't get along, like at all. We're rarely ever on good terms, and for my mental health, I decided to put distance between us, especially after I was blamed for my most recent miscarriage that happened 3 months ago. My husband can still see and visit them whenever he wants. For me, I don't attend any of their events, not even Thanksgiving nor Christmas. My husband's 30th birthday was 2 days ago. I plan to celebrate with him. I bought a cake and a gift, but he said that his family invited him to celebrate his birthday, and he really, really, really wanted to go because the birthday parties his family throw are like no others. We had an argument over this, but he told me to wait for him till he finished celebrating there with his family, and then we could celebrate together at home and eat cake. After he left, I felt so terrible. I called him, but he turned his phone off. I was so mad, I took the cake and brought it into the living room and started eating it. I ate the whole thing, not saving him a single piece. I guess I was so angry and it made me hungry. He came home and saw what I did and blew up, saying I did this to be spiteful and to punish him for not ditching his family on his birthday like I wanted him to. I reminded him that I paid for the cake, but he called me petty and nuts. He ranted and ranted, then said that he didn't get to eat cake at his parents' house because lots of kids were there, and he didn't get enough cake, and what I did was 10 times worse. He's been upset with me ever since. So, am I the jerk? Ending it on a tough one. Look, I don't think you're the jerk, because you did buy it. I know it's for your husband and all, but you were so upset with him going to his family affair, and he knows that you're not going to go and do that. So, look, if you're that upset and you just want to eat the cake, fair enough. You bought it. It's a terrible situation for you. He knows how much that's going to make you uncomfortable. So I can't really blame you. I've just had a quick look, actually. They blamed you for the miscarriage. I seem to forget that. These people are terrible. Now that I think about it, they blamed you for a miscarriage that happened 3 months ago. Why is your husband prioritizing them over you? Sorry. The more I actually just think about what I've just read, the more I'm realizing that your husband is very much in the wrong for going in the first place and leaving you home alone. Doesn't even matter what he wants to do. His own family have said that the most recent miscarriage is your fault, and he still talks to them. Wow. That has blown my mind. You're definitely not in the wrong. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Sorry, I completely glossed over the fact that you were blamed for a miscarriage there. Nuts. What a way to end the episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more Am I the Jerk stories right away, please do click on this playlist on screen of all my best episodes. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, and I'll see you guys all tomorrow for a new Reddit episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.